Dr. Horn, we just have a few minutes left, so we'll actually start with you and see if others will be able to weigh in. This is about the growing crisis with the U.S. and Iran. We did discuss it last week where you were not able to participate, but the official story surrounding the Iranian military general Soleimani's assassination by the United States keeps shifting. Trump claimed that Soleimani had been planning imminent attacks on four U.S. embassies, which then Secretary of Defense Mark Esper declined to defend. Representative Justin Amash from Michigan has since come out and said the claim about the embassies, quote, seems to be totally made up. And then according to an NBC News investigation released on Monday, January 13th, Soleimani's assassination was planned more than 6 months before he and nine others were murdered by a U.S. strike on January 3rd, a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad, Baghdad's international airport. This, of course, was never mentioned by Trump. And also, what has remained on the down low that on the day of Soleimani's assassination, U.S. forces carried out another top secret mission against another senior Iranian military official in Yemen. This according to the Washington Post. They targeted Abdulreza Shilai, a financier and key commander to Iran's elite Quds force, who is based in Yemen. That was ultimately unsuccessful, but that had also been pre-planned. And now in breaking news, 11 military members were wounded. They are were taken to Germany, and I think one other country for treatment. They're saying concussions, but that they're still really assessing their injuries. So Trump lied about that also, saying that no U.S. personnel were injured. So, Dr. Horn, I just wondered if you had some thoughts on that, but also just to share with our listeners that there is breaking news on the impeachment, because Alan Dershowitz and Kenneth Starr have now joined Trump's legal team. The disgraced Alan Dershowitz, who's tied up with the Epstein sex scandal. I mean, this is unbelievable. And Robert Ray also. But Dr. Horn, on the Iran, you might want to say something about Dershowitz, but just on the assassination.
Well, Dershowitz links both of these scandals insofar as 2 days after the act of war, the assassination of General Soleimani, Dershowitz had an op-ed piece in the Wall Street Journal basically justifying this act of war, which in fact is what it was. Iran demonstrated that it has a formidable array of missiles, which is one of the reasons you see these U.S. soldiers being treated for concussions. It could have been much worse. And I should also say that if General Soleimani is a terrorist, as Washington proclaims, because he has been involved in war, what does that say about David Petraeus or Stanley McChrystal? What would happen if the Iranians were to seek an assassination of the number two official of the United States government, Michael Pence, for example? I dare say that that would be viewed as an act of war. And with regard to the shooting down of the Ukrainian aircraft at Tehran Airport, well, the Iranians have yet to forget what happened in 1948 when a U.S. naval vessel shot down an Iranian civilian aircraft, leading to the death of 290 individuals, 66 children, with the naval commander basically getting a medal from the U.S. authorities. I should also say that we should not feel that this crisis is over. Recall what happened in 2012 when Israel was accused of assassinating Iranian nuclear scientists. There was not an immediate response, but eventually you had an attack on Israeli tourists in Bulgaria. You had an attack on Israeli diplomats in a territory ranging from former Soviet Republic of Georgia to Thailand. And I should also say that there are those in Washington, in the think tanks in particular, who feel that all of these crises in West Asia between Iran, Iraq, Syria, etc., is really a distraction from what they consider to be the big enchilada, which is the confrontation with China. And I would really warn the leaders of the Israeli lobby, including Alan Dershowitz, that they should be very careful lest they be somehow scapegoated as China continues to motor ahead in the passing lane.
Yeah, and Dr. Horn, also today, Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, described the U.S. officials as American clowns. He said that the attack on Soleimani was an international terrorism. He criticized France, Germany, and the U.K. as lackeys of Trump, who cannot be trusted. This as he expressed condolences to the families of the victims of the plane crash that it seemed, according to the Iranians, was accidentally shot down, and really worked in Trump's favor, in the U.S. favor, because it really then sparked a new round of protests against the government of Iran by people upset by what happened with the airline. So, but I think you're right. This is not over. It remains to be seen, and we'll be following all of this.